Hey guys, Will and Carl here.
What up?
We didn't have time to record our regular season premiere episode this week just because getting back from DC for MAGFest and me going back to college, we're sort of in different places now. But you guys can look forward to our exciting season 11, I think it is, premiere
next week.
For next week. And so for today, we thought it would be really fun in place of that to have this exciting little bonus episode that we recorded live at MAGFest with Marty and Stephen and Brian Kelly.
Yeah, and the timing works perfectly because now we're able to debrief and kind of reflect back on our weekend. So this is a little bit of a hodgepodge episode. It starts with our debriefing on Sunday, which was a final day of MAGFest with the Kellys and all three of us. And then we move into some audio montages of some of our highlights. So there's some clips of performances, some clips of panels. So yeah, this should be fun.
Safe to say we had a blast at MAGFest.
It was an amazing time.
And we hope you guys enjoy. Hello and welcome to a special bonus episode of the Super Mercado Brothers Video Game Music Podcast. We are live here at MAGFest 2017. This is the final day.
It's kind of bittersweet. Yeah, MAGFest is pretty much closing down around us, and we had a whirlwind of a weekend. It's hard to even begin. I don't even know where to begin with this
weekend.
We wanted
to have sort of a little bonus episode to catch you guys up on some of the amazing things that and experiences that we've gotten to see and do here at MAGFest this year. And we're so fortunate to be joined, of course, by our third brother, Marty, but also by our other pair of podcasting
brothers.
Yes, Brian and Stephen Kelly from the Overclocked Podcast.
Hello, I am Brian.
Hello, I am Stephen, and there is nowhere else in the world I want to be more than sitting at the end of MAGFest on this bench, decompressing.
Sitting on a bench in the atrium at the Gaylord
Convention
anywhere. Center.
So for the first time in about, 3 days, I'm looking around and I don't see any cosplayers. It's really weird.
It is odd.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
So let's just recap as quickly as we possibly can some of the highlights maybe we had this weekend.
Marty, why don't we start with you?
Sure. Boy, it's really hard to know where to begin. This might sound odd, but the highlight for me is when a security risk interrupted our second panel. And so I think we're on some sort of watch list for MAGFest. What happened was the two podcasting, brother enterprises had been meeting in the same room, so I think it was considered a high red alert security risk. Anyways, yeah, we actually had to clear out our panel and we had to ask all of our faithful attendees to leave, which emotionally felt very strange. And so we were certainly disappointed in that moment. And then as we walked out into the hallway, there were some faithful panelists that wanted to hear us continue on with our presentation. So we were just sort of like these orators in the hallway. And honestly, it was like a Frank Capra movie if he did a movie about MAGFest. It was really special.
It was very moving that all those people still wanted to hear the rest of our panel. And then we were able to return back to the room to try to finish it up. I think what happened is there was a kid that was missing in the hotel, and that was their policy to clear the room, which doesn't seem like that would actually help find a kid, because then the kidnapper could easily escape the room.
But overall, the experience of doing the panels might have been one of the big highlights. The first one I thought went really well, and it was pretty well attended, and there were a lot of great people there asking questions. And the second one was just so memorable because of that experience. But cool. What about you guys? What was some of your highlights?
Well, my highlight would lead directly into one of the highlights of you guys, I think. And it starts at a jazz concert that we wandered into a little about halfway through.
Yes,
this was great.
Just a bunch of amazing performers, from Insane in the Rain on the saxophone to Doug Perry on the vibes, who is
killing
just
it on the vibes,
killing it multiple, killing it, resurrecting it, and killing it again.
It was cycle of life.
You just
performer.
Saw like the sparkle in his eye, and his hair was pulled back, and he's just going to town. And then we go and sit down and watch this awesome kind of live on the floor performance. It's just very natural. Everyone's just hanging around and having conversations. And we look over there and you guys are talking to Dave Wise.
Just hanging out with Dave. And they start to play a Donkey Kong Country medley. And we're watching it with Dave Wise. Just like, so what do you think about? Does this hold up for you? Are you enjoying this aquatic ambience take?
And part of the equation was Matthew, also AKA Major Third, was part of this sort of magical evening as well.
We all met him for the first time at this MAGFest. Yeah. He stayed in our hotel room, which was in National Harbor, the home of MAGFest this time, so that was nice.
Yeah, we all kind of had crazy full hotel rooms. You guys had a lot of people. All the Mercado Bros, as well as Carlos and Alex, were in one hotel room, which was crazy. But yeah, so we talked with David Wise there and took a photo with him, and that felt amazing. And then the next day, he had a panel, the composer's panel, and then we were able to actually interview David Wise alone in a room across a table, which was completely surreal.
So special, and possibly for me, even more so than that interview, which I'm really happy with, and I think it just went very well.
Yeah, look forward to
afterwards,
that, guys.
Afterwards, we got to sit down and have a drink with Dave.
Yeah, I bought him a Scotch whiskey, so that was completely surreal. And that was just
great.
Like it always is.
That might have been my favorite.
The conversation's always the best when the tapes aren't rolling.
Well, that's something that we experience with you guys all the time, because we've done so many podcasts together over the years. And what always happens is after we're done recording, we'll continue talking for sometimes hours afterwards, and these wonderful new conversations emerge.
Yeah.
So it's just so fun, all five of us getting to hang out at MAGFest.
Yeah. We need to start vlogging throughout all of MAGFest.
I know.
And, you know, recording it all.
And it really is bittersweet, I think, for all of us. This is the one time of year where we actually get to see each other face to face. And it does sort of feel like yesterday in a way, but now as we're getting ready to depart and to head to the airport, it's
pretty
melancholy.
I don't want to wait another year. Yeah.
It's a very weird feeling. I'm still kind of processing all the emotions, because that panel, we had two back-to-back panels on Saturday night, and the first one went really smooth and really well. And then the second one was like this weird whirlwind of emotions of first like, oh no, this is a disaster, to this is actually the best thing that's ever happened.
Right.
And then the David Wise, it was absolutely a crazy jam-packed weekend.
I think one of the magical things about MAGFest is when things go wrong, sometimes they go right.
Yeah.
Like, our flights all got delayed over and over and over again, and we're all freaking out and checking our phones, and I was running back to the hotel. We had already checked out. We had no place to stay.
Yeah.
And it kind of turns out we all have similar flights at the same airport. And
so now we just have more
so
time to hang out.
So now we have all this time together. The brothers, the video game.
Yeah, and one thing I was mentioning to some other people this weekend, I think my favorite thing about MAGFest is that everybody enjoys it in a different way. You know, we have friends that are really into going to the live concerts, and maybe that was what they prioritized.
Like Carlos and his friend Alex.
Oh, shout out to Carlos.
Yeah. Carlos, what up?
Carlos, absolute star of MAGFest.
Best guy. He loves to be called out.
Official nicest person at MAGFest.
Celebrity.
Carlos, everyone,
the biggest celebrity at MAGFest.
Carlos.
And then our friend Ben really loves the sort of tabletop scene.
Yeah.
And then we're obviously a little bit more into the panels and trying to interview composers. Yep. So everyone enjoys it for a different reason, and I think that's what's so beautiful about it.
Yeah.
And I think the thing I was into this time was just tracking down all the friends we had made over the past year from podcast.
Well, you guys just recorded that really awesome, like, what was it, like a 6-8-person podcast?
Yeah, 6-person podcast. So we had Carl, myself, Steven, Elisa, Matthew and Laura.
Laura and Travia.
Yeah, all the contributors to the Overclock podcast, we crammed them into our tiny little hotel room.
It was really silly.
And recorded a completely silly, awesome 30-minute special for our 50th episode. So those were just a fraction of the people we tracked down during
this. Yeah, we had some just wonderful times this weekend. It's crazy. The timeline of this weekend was so different from last year. We kind of jammed everything, at least for us, memorable moments into Saturday night. It was I remember at 6:58, we were feeling like, I don't know how I feel about this year's MAGFest. And then by the time we went back to our hotel, it was like, best MAGFest ever.
Right.
Yeah. And like for us last time, we left on Saturday afternoon.
Sure.
So people were like, are you going to the party tonight?
Exactly.
We missed the Overclocked Remix panel last
And what's
time.
Great this year is you guys were actually a part of one of the Overclocked Remix panels.
Yeah. We like know all the faces from, our own association now, you know what I mean? And so we kind of sat up front, spoke about the podcast for a couple of minutes on the stage. It was really, really fun.
Yeah, when we came last year, we had been doing the podcast for Overclock like for maybe 2 months.
Yeah, we were just getting to know everyone.
Yeah, at that point, most of the staff didn't even know they had a podcast at that point. So, like, we were hitting the ground running, and we had, like, one day, and we were very ill-prepared. So the difference between year one and year two MAGFest has been staggering. It's been really awesome, so...
So depending on what we decide for this little bonus ep, I could foresee maybe interspersing some audio, maybe highlights of this weekend on this bonus episode. There's definitely some interesting moments, so we'll try to maybe do that after
guys,
this.
Were there any particular live performance music moments, other than we mentioned that time when we got to see Dave, were there any other musical moments that stand out to you?
I think me and Marty might have a similar thought, a concert of the Bideri String Quartet.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a concert of Austin Wintory video game selections. And there was actually this incredibly talented artist, a painter from Costa Rica, who is also an amazing cosplayer, all in one. And she live painted... this oil painting.
Yeah, she created this beautiful painting.
It was journey themed.
Sort of to accompany the music that was going with it.
And then Laura and Travia also sang a few pieces as well. And Austin played piano, which is really cool to see.
it was just a really great program. I think it really embodied Austin Wintory's character as a composer. It had the sort of sophistication and depth that
but
I think we associate
sense of
with
fun
his scores.
And like,
but it felt like a very fun event. And last year, there was this unforgettable concert, which was the score from Journey performed live to an individual playing the game real time. And so it seemed like that would have been a difficult thing to top. I love it was really a sidestep, but equally memorable and really equally enchanting, I think.
I think we definitely will have to put some clips of audio right after this for sure.
So, Stephen, Brian, what were some of, what were any particular panels that you saw that were very memorable to you this year?
Panels. I honestly did not have as much time for panels as I thought I would this year, but do you have one, Stephen?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think we sacrificed a lot of panels we wanted to see. A ton of Austin Wintory stuff, for example. We never really saw Laura do anything live. Mm-hmm. I think we sacrificed that stuff to just kind of hang out with people off mic, off stage.
Sure.
Right.
That kind of thing.
That's what it's all about, though. The greatest memories that I have of MAGFest are just those, you know, interpersonal relationships that we've been building.
Yeah, because, like, for me, I mean, when you're being honest, when you're sitting in a panel, this is literally stuff you can watch on YouTube. The experience of sitting, it's not like a concert. Sitting in a panel is not very different from watching a lecture on your phone.
Right.
But
right.
I can't see these people any time in the year except MAGFest. So, like,
that's so true.
So I think my favorite panels were the ones that let us, you know, like the OCR panel.
The ones
where
you didn't go to.
but like the OCR panel, for example, everyone was getting up and talking to each other, shouting back and forth. It was a small room of friends sharing things with the rest of the, you know, audience.
I really happened to enjoy Danimal Cannon's panel.
Oh, cool.
I think for us three Mercado Bros, we have all heard of him and maybe heard his music to some extent, but we're like huge fans now after that panel because some of the music he played was phenomenal and just a really cool guy, smart guy, has a really interesting perspective on music.
Yeah, he led a really interesting panel that I think he titled Leveling Up in Music, and it was really just a musical overview of how to perform music and how to compose and how to arrange.
Right.
And in so doing, he played a lot of great musical examples. And only a few of those examples were his original pieces, and they were amazing.
They were
so fantastic.
Good. Yeah. So that was actually one of my favorite panels of the whole convention. The guest composers panel was great because you had Austin Wintory. Who else did we have?
Alexander Brandon. David Wise. And there was the composer of Ori and the Blind Forest, whose name I cannot remember.
Gareth Coker.
That's true. And what a weird eclectic group of composers you have there.
Mm-hmm.
I was so glad David was there because he was the one person who kind of represented consider like the old school classic, very melodic style of video game composing.
Austin Wintory tends to be at the forefront of your modern classical compositions.
Absolutely.
He's such a good blend of intellectual and, you know, just relatably
he's
humorous.
Just the funniest guy ever.
Yeah,
he had some really great lines. There was this one of my favorite, it was David Wise was like, they're talking about their origins. He's like, yeah, when I was little, I wanted to be a rock star. And Austin's like, well, you know, mission accomplished.
Yeah, it was so a great diverse panel because they'd get a question and literally you would get opposite answers on the question depending on what panelists. They just had such different perspectives on music that you could come away with, like, you saw the question from every angle by the time they were done discussing it.
Well, yeah, any other maybe final thoughts?
Last question for everybody. What was the most memorable or notable cosplay encounter experience that you had?
I know
one
Marty's
of the great
answer.
Things about MAGFest is that so many people, so many fans of games and fans of music dressed up all these clever, really intricately designed costumes. There's a lot of amazing stuff
this really year. Enjoyed, there was this particular Samus costume, which had this really hard, kind of metallic, really big suit. I thought that was very, very impressive.
I was jealous of that. I remember as a kid really wanting to be Samus for Halloween.
I would say it almost seems like an exponential growth of cosplay participation from MAGFest to MAGFest. And it's really, it's something to behold if you've never been to MAGFest.
I mean, you've never
been to a convention like this.
You talk about people who go to this convention for different reasons. There's a whole group of people who come here for the cosplay.
Yeah.
And there's a whole, like, massive pavilion up there with professional photographers taking advantage of that fact and everyone, you know, giving each other thumbs up for good costume design. I know my favorite by far. If you've been listening to the Overclock podcast over the past year, I guess, you'll know that I'm a big Overwatch fan. It's one of my favorite games. And I saw this girl who had a D.Va costume, and she was in the full mech, and the whole thing was made out of Amazon boxes. And she was doing all the little animations, and I got a picture with her. It was awesome.
That's amazing. Super
Marty, what was your favorite?
There were really so many great cosplayers this year, and our friends Ben and Danny were just amazing as a Harley Quinn and Joker pair. Hopefully we have some photos of that because it was really something to behold. But I would say my very favorite cosplayer was one of the last cosplayers I saw Saturday evening, just as we were about to leave. For anyone that doesn't know, a big tradition in MAGFest is to make the sound of the Colossus roar from the X-Men arcade game. Might sound obscure, but if you know that game at all, as soon as you hear the roar, it's gonna give you chills. Or actually, it might really aggravate you after you've heard it 400 times.
After MAGFest,
don't do it in the lobby, folks. PTSD. Seriously, don't.
Yeah, exactly.
But just as we were getting ready to leave, down the escalator comes a fully clothed adult male Colossus, joined by his, I want to say, 4-year-old, 5-year-old Colossus son.
It was
and there was
cute.
The loudest Colossus roar I think I've heard of the entire MAGFest.
Daddy Colossus and Kitty Colossus.
I also really loved that giant bumbling Snorlax.
Oh my gosh, that may have taken the cake.
It was the cutest thing. It was amazing. It took up so much physical space. No one can understand how it was existing.
Yeah, I mean, you guys took pretty much everything I was going to say. I was going to shout out Ben and Danny. The Ben and Danny thing was fun for me because they drove us up here. So the night before we were at their house, and I saw them getting their costume together. Like, Danny, the night before, took a metal bat, painted it to look like it was wood, wrote all over it. Like, seeing people actually, I'd never seen people put together costume get-ups before. So that was really fun.
Like, I was like, Danny, can I help with anything? And I can barely cut a straight line with scissors. And she's like, I guess you can help cut, like, the letters out for the pants I'm going to put on for the Joker costume. So I'm like there with my scissors trying to cut things out and saying, Danny, I think I messed up the A.
You know what? You can just sit over there and just do your own thing.
Pretty
Thanks
much.
For your help. Moral support.
But I think my honorable mention is going to be for a couple guys walking around that took Chipotle bags, cut eye holes in them, and put them on their
That's
heads.
That's pretty legit.
Chipotle was my hero this
trip. Chipotle was definitely a hero.
Let's give it up for Chipotle.
Chipotle.
The fastest.
Unofficial sponsors.
That was the longest Chipotle line I've ever seen, but also the fastest moving.
Yeah.
So very impressive.
This
the prices are pretty
by.
Expensive here. Like,
yeah,
Marty
National
and I
Harbor
went in
has
to buy
own,
beef
like,
jerky and Tic Tacs, and it was like $18.
And also directly behind us, where we're sitting right now, there's a rack of sweaters. I would say they look like fairly traditional Christmas sweaters.
Yes.
Would you guys agree? And Steven jokingly asked Brian, "Oh, how much is that sweater? $80?"
Yeah. And they're $80. It is actually correct.
You know what? That's a good note to end on. So we already can't wait for next year. We're going to play you guys out with a decently sized little maybe audio montage of some highlights of MAGFest. So enjoy this, and we'll be back with you next week for, I believe, our premiere episode of next season?
Yes, I believe that's correct. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us.
And finally, if you want to hear the episode Carl recorded with us, just check out the Overclocked podcast. You can find us. What are we on Twitter, Stephen?
On Twitter, we are OCR Podcast, and you can also go to, you know, ocremix.org if you want to find us on the forums. That's a good thing to do.
What are your personal Twitters?
I am Stephen Kelly 180.
I don't tweet right now. I need to get active again, so just follow him. Follow him in the podcast.
Follow him and just tweet about how you want Brian to get active.
Subtweet Brian for a little while. It'll be fun.
Well, Brian, guys, you used to be Lord Meldor, right?
Yeah, but I literally haven't tweeted in like a year, so I don't want people to waste their space.
That'll just be a beep.
Yeah.
Guys, this was such a wonderful weekend.
Wait, Marty, what's your Twitter handle?
Oh, my handle is Marty B Music, and actually, I ended up Instagramming a lot of what we experienced at MAGFest this weekend.
Oh, so nice.
That handle is also Marty B Music.
Check that out, guys. All right, we will talk to you Monday. This is Carl signing off.
Peace out, everybody.
Take care.
Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye, MAGFest.
See you next year.
Colossus Roar?
No.
No. No. No. Really?
And now we're kicked out of the hotel. Yeah.
Situations where I spent forever on something and really deeply invested in it, and they didn't love it, and where you would think, okay, this is just broken on some DNA level, and I should just start something new. It turns out that they just weren't articulating well what they didn't like, and I was like, oh, maybe I should just make it like 5 clicks faster, change nothing else. And they're like, oh my God, this is genius, what'd you do? And so sometimes, and it can be really hard, because it is the kind of flip of that can happen where you're convinced it's close and it's like picking at a scab and you really should just bail on it and do something new. But you're like changing this, changing that, and changing this, and you do 40 million tweaks only to discover they're never gonna love it. And it's really hard to know which scenario you're in, but it does exist.
Sometimes you end up believing in a cue so much that you will actually stick with it. Like, sometimes you have to stick with your guns.
I think we're going to have to jump ahead hundreds and hundreds of years. For the sake of time, right? Let's move to the Baroque era, shall we?
Mind the whiplash. We are speeding through time.
Whenever you guys want to clap for composers, for games, feel free. We love
this. Johann Sebastian Bach.
I don't think he got enough claps in his days.
This was from his...
Thank you. Somewhere, the spirit of Johann is...
He's really one of the titans of classical music and one of the
undisputed master of the Baroque era.
And handsome. This painting is from his GQ Sexiest Man Alive.
Absolutely. So much of the rules that we have now, based on Western common practice with theory and voice leading and part writing, a lot of which were applied by classic video game composers, came from Bach.
Well,
so,
and the biggest thing to remember about Bach, which embodies that particular period of classical music, which we call the Baroque era, is this idea of counterpoint.
A track like this, Mighty Wings, may have influenced this.
Oh! It's
maybe,
hard to say.
Maybe. I don't know. It's not quite sure.
Going back to the Game Boy days or the NES days, we only had four channels. It was this awful white noise percussion channel. There was an animal channel. I don't know if that's a square or whatever. And there were two. Yeah, that was a tribal wave. And then there were two square wave pulse waves. Yeah, with slight variations on it. It's a glorified Dorbo. So you had to be very conscious of creating melodies, of creating chords, only using either monophonic or two, three channels maximum. And it gives you a very deep understanding of how to construct a chord, how to construct a melody over that chord as well.
We are being told actually that the hotel is asking us to
get in the room, so.
This is Megfest. What is this? Great.
Possibly one of the most influential video game soundtracks of all time. I mean, the Mega Man series is really known for some of the best 8-bit tunes.
But two specifically really kind of bust everything open. Takashi always referred to his music for Mega Man 2 as band piece.
By the way, you guys are so awesome for not only sticking around out there, but coming back in here. Let's just round of applause. You guys are just the best.
It's an interesting sweet spot, and I think we could say now, since we have the historical perspective, at least on the sort of official run of the Nintendo, that this combination of two nimble pitch voices, one beefy, kind of lumbering pitch voice, a noise channel, and a very meager sample channel are enough to really ignite the imagination of talented composers.
It's crazy.
How far we've come from a little old ice climber. We've come a long way, so thank you guys so much for listening. If anyone has any questions, we have a few minutes.
Well, hopefully that gives you guys just a taste of some of our highlights of this year's MAGFest. You know, what's interesting is, I think we may have mentioned this in our little live segment, but I think it was Friday evening or Saturday evening, we were kind of thinking, I'm not sure if this year is as good as last year's, but I think when we went to sleep on Saturday night after, you know, all the amazing experiences, I think we all had to probably admit that this is the best MAGFest we've ever had.
Right.
One thing I want to just plug for in the near future is we did have a really awesome exclusive interview with David Wise that we were able to do in person at MAGFest. So look forward to that in the coming weeks and months. That's going to be a really fun thing to share.
Yeah, this MAGFest was so fantastic. I've actually been just sort of struggling to sort of stave off depression. Just
yeah, to kind of adjust.
Sort of going back to the norm.
To just your normal routine is actually really hard because, you know, it only takes like a couple days for anyone to kind of get used to like a new routine or a new life. I don't know. It doesn't take very long.
Right.
So,
well, something that was such a source of joy for me the other day was that Nintendo Switch presentation,
yeah.
The new Breath of the Wild trailer, and mm-hmm. the premiere of Super Mario Odyssey.
I'm
like,
going
holy
crazy
crap.
About
I'm
that.
I'm so
yeah.
excited.
The music is amazing. It looks so
yeah,
fun.
The music for that game, ARMS,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was really
yeah, I just keep,
so much great music
I keep
in that
going
presentation.
Back. I'm watching that Odyssey trailer like six times
Me
in
too.
A row. It's just so exciting.
Dude, it's so funny how similarly we mm-hmm. are, even though we're in different places. I've been just like
yeah.
crazy about that trailer lately and mm-hmm. playing the theme on piano and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this unique bonus episode. Luckily, we were able to just have some content for you this week. The timing just works out that next week is going to be a lot more realistic for us to have that premiere episode out. So this worked out quite well. And honestly, we wanted to have some sort of sharing of our time at MAGFest. So I think it works.
Yeah, we probably would have done this, you know, on like a Thursday or Wednesday, but so
it works out.
Now hopefully more people will listen to
so
it.
So we will be back with you guys next Monday for our season 11 premiere. I think that just about does it for us.
Yeah, one last thing I want to say is to any of you who are listening who are sort of discovered us at MAGFest, welcome, and you know
mm-hmm.
thank you so much for your attendance at our panel. And to those of you that, you know, have been listeners for a while now that came up and talked to us at MAGFest,
yeah,
it was just a real pleasure getting
yeah,
to
and
meet all of you.
The last thing to plug is at time of recording, if you go on our YouTube channel, you should see the video of our Inspirations
Ooh.
Panel. So that Inspirations
yeah.
panel should be up. The NES one will not be up. I think we may have touched on that one. That one, yeah.
That'll go in the Mercado archives.
Absolutely.
Maybe clips of that will show up in the future. Another thing we have to plug, we recently uploaded our second sort of studio recording video for France. For our Mercado Brothers band.
Outrunners.
Yeah, from Outrunners. That's such a fun track, and we're sort of excited to slowly dole out these really fun videos.
All right, guys. I think that just about does it. My name is Carl Brueggemann.
And I'm his brother, Will Brueggemann. Have a great week, everybody.
Peace out. Mm-hmm.